The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.
It's rare in this country that a feature-length documentary gets a cinema release, so if it does, it must be good. 1 Million Dubliners is a film which tells the story of Glasnevin Cemetery, where over 1.5 million people are buried. It has turned out to be more than the sum of its parts. Its director, Aoife Keller, is here. Morning, Aoife. Along with Melissa, the sister of the late Shane McMosh, who is the chief historian and tour guide at Glasnevin. And I suppose he is the star of your documentary, isn't he? Shane is.
He really is. Yeah, I remember the very first time that I went up to Glasnevin when I was beginning to research the documentary, and obviously the first thing that I did was go on the tour to try to get an overview of the place, and it was Shane's tour, and it was just the most incredible experience. He was funny. He was just full of stories and little facts, but he just brought everyone along with him. Like, he was bouncing from grave to grave, and he could make the stories accessible to children, to elderly Americans, to people who'd never been to Glasnevin in the whole of their lives and had no connection to the place. He just was an incredibly charismatic tour guide.
It's another thing to say about a cemetery, but he brought it to life.
He really did, yeah.
And one of the opening scenes is collecting a busload of American tourists from the airport.
Yeah.
And their first stop was Glasnevin.
It's absolutely amazing. And they did this fairly regularly, where you'd have people come off the red eye at about 5 a.m, get on a coach and come straight to Glasnevin. And you could see Shane kind of, you know, he'd have to come in early, and, you know, sometimes he wouldn't be in there. He'd be like, kind of like, oh, why am I doing this? Why do I do this to myself? But he would, he'd immediately, just as soon as he was just on, and he could warm up even the most exhausted and cranky crowd.
And Melissa, Glasnevin has been part of your family, because your dad, before Shane, was a guide there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we spent a lot of our childhood, instead of going to playgrounds, we would have gone to Glasnevin Cemetery and learned the history, you know, knee high, and been shown around the graves of people who are in our history books. So Glasnevin Cemetery, yeah, was always a huge part of growing up in our house. And my godfather was buried there, our grandparents were buried there, so we had the personal connection too.
And was it always going to be that Shane was going to follow in your dad's footsteps?
No, not for a long time. Shane, I suppose, did his own thing for quite a long time. And it was only, I think, probably in his 30s that he started really getting into the history and the tour guides. He started with Lorcan Collins in the 1916 tours, and he went from there. And he loved it. It was like a duck to water. It was in his blood.
And was he a performer before? Because he's very much a performer on it. He's so alive. And,
yeah.
And the storytelling comes so, it seems to come so easy to him.
Yeah, I think that was, my dad was the same. He performed in his own way as a historian. I think it bypassed the rest of us, whatever that gene was. But they just had this natural affinity with talking to people, but also behind a microphone. He was the most relaxed person being interviewed or on camera, which is the opposite to, I think, the majority of people.
Of people, yeah.
But himself.
We just listened to a little clip of Shane. He's doing a guide with a group of children. And this is from the documentary 1 Million Dubliners. And I forgot to say, it airs tomorrow night. People may have seen it in the movies, but it's on RT1 tomorrow night at 10:15. And this is the star of the documentary, Shane McTamosh.
Okay, so the first stop is the final resting place of Daniel O'Connell, who set up the cemetery. He was a remarkable individual.
Where are the bagpipes?
I thought that was inside my head. Can you hear them as well?
Right, okay, so after he died, they took Daniel O'Connell down here, and that's his coffin that you can see in through the portholes there at the side. Right? It's good luck to touch it. Oh no, sorry, it's terrible bad luck to touch it. Sorry, Mom, we go see another dead person.
Come on, we go see another dead person. And of course, they're onto us already, Aoife, that the name of it, you know, Daniel O'Connell wasn't a Dubliner. Michael Collins, not a Dubliner.
And I've been getting grief as well about the fact that actually 1.5 million Dubliners are buried there, which of course I would have known. Actually, it came from, the title came from a campaign that that Glasnevin had, which was they had it said 1 million Dubliners, one Michael Collins, or 1 million Dubliners, one Luke Kelly.
Right.
So it was a phrase that was going round and round in my head always as we were making the film, and then when Shane passed away, on his mask card it said 1 million Dubliners, one Shane McComosh, and that just seemed it just seemed like the right thing to call the film, you know.
Yeah. And that's like, I don't like cemeteries. Does anybody, like, some people do, obviously. Aoife, you like cemeteries, yes. And Shane obviously loved Glasnevin. I don't like them, and I only go to them when I have to. I would never go there by way of, you know, for the past time.
Would you go to Père Lachaise or Highgate or any of the, you know, there's
no.
So many. Oh, really?
No, I wouldn't. No, sorry. I'm okay with death and I know it's coming and all that sort of thing, but I just don't want to be hanging around it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, if I have a choice.
There's something kind of fascinating about going to places where, for example, I mean, if you're a big fan of, say, Oscar Wilde or
yes.
or Jim Morrison
yes.
and going to where they are, like, I remember the first time that I was up there finding it so fascinating that this is where Maud Gonne was, you
yes.
know? And that, I mean, it's like the whole country is in unrequited love with this woman through the poetry of Yeats.
Yeah, and like, you know, Luke Kelly is there, and there's Derek who comes and sings. Yeah. Is it Raglan mm-hmm. Row, or what's he sing?
He sings the Night Visiting song, which we then featured as in the closing credits as
but,
well.
But I see, I get your obsession, and you know, it's lovely, and the way people talk about it. But just for me, if I was visiting someplace, I'd visit where they lived. As
yeah.
opposed to where they're laid out. Anyway, what was I going to say there? You just mentioned now that Shane passed away, and I don't know how both of you have got your head around this, because this, how long was the documentary in the making?
So we began talking about it. I began talking about it with the producer. It was Rachel Lysett, the producer's idea, actually, to make a documentary about Glasnevin, and she brought me on board in March 2013, and we got funding in September of that year and started filming immediately. So we
right.
filmed then until April. Yeah. So and that was it. And then we were editing, and it was finished by July, in time for the Galway Film Fla.
And Shane passed away when?
March 19th.
So he had done all his bits. Mm. And
yeah.
you were ready to edit it, and he took his own life.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just because the whole thing is about obviously dead people, and then the main person who's so alive in it.
Yeah.
The final scene is his funeral. It's.
Yeah.
And how did you feel when obviously the shock and horror of finding out that your brother had taken his own life, and then Aoife came to you and asked for permission to include it as the final scene. Was there much chat about that among the family?
We spoke about it amongst ourselves, and actually, well, mostly with his daughter Morgan. Shane has a daughter, Morgan. She's 23, and I think because we knew his love for being on camera, that it wasn't really a difficult decision to make. It was very natural. Shane would have really liked the way the film started and ended, all about him and. You know, I think it was, and they were so sensitive about it, and they did it so beautifully that it wasn't. I mean, it was a huge shock when we saw it, when we realised how much a part of the documentary it was. But it was done so well and so sensitively. Yeah. I don't like.
What a wonderful legacy!
Yeah, absolutely.
How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it 4 times at this stage.
Do you cry every time?
I am devastated yeah. every single time. Yeah. And it's airing tomorrow, but I don't think I'll be watching it again for a long time.
Right. And the picture at the end, there's a still of Shane, and it says 1 million Dubliners and one Shane McComosh at the end. It's a wonderful documentary, and other people are featured in it, and it's you know, I'll have to go. I'm going to go out there, despite what I say. I think it will attract people to Glasnevin now, won't it? More people. I know it's a big tourist attraction, but
it's an incredibly beautiful place, and I think that's what we wanted to show, the beauty of Glasnevin in the film, as well as, you know, the history. So you know, it's just each season kind of, you know, brings its own kind of character to the place, and we really wanted wanted to convey that, you know. So so we hope it does attract more people. I mean, it's doing well. They keep saying that it's one of, you know, it's always one or two on TripAdvisor, you know. So if we can get it to one because of the film, we'd be delighted.
So 1 Million Dubliners tomorrow night, RT1 at 10:15. It's a wonderful documentary. I highly recommend it from here. Melissa, thanks for coming in. I know that must have been tough. And Aoife, thank you very much as well. 5 2 1 2 RAID, todayfm.com.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.